Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Coming up on the Monday edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour, talking with Camden Plunkett, meteorologist from the National Weather Service office right here in Pendleton, Oregon. Much to discuss, and that conversation will begin right after these words, so stay with us.
A new state law requires the city of Pendleton to inventory the material of all pipes in the water system, including our customers' water service lines. Now through March 13th, the city is asking you to complete a survey about what your water service line is made of, especially if the pipes were installed before 1987. You can find more information on how to determine pipe material in the Water Service Line Survey available now on the city's website and at Pendleton City Hall.
Local news and issues that affect you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Thanks for joining us on this Monday edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Testman, your host. And with me this morning is Camden Plunkett, meteorologist for the National Weather Service right here in Pendleton, Oregon. Camden, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Dan. Can't believe it's been another month already.
I know. Time flies. And we are here to talk about the weather as far as how things added up last month and what is in store for this month and beyond. But first of all, I wanted to ask you about the winds this winter. Has it been windier than normal?
Yeah, that's a good question. And our science and operations officer, Ed Townsend, did some research on the winds this winter. So that would be the December, January, February period for meteorological winter. He examined the number of high wind warnings and wind advisories issued by our office, as well as the sustained wind speeds at Pendleton Airport for the December, January, February period. And lastly, he looked at the number of days this winter with wind gusts greater than 40 miles per hour. So to synthesize the results, the average sustained wind speed per the 1991 to 2020 climate norms is 7.4 miles per hour for that period for Pendleton. And this winter, we had an average sustained wind speed of 8.5 miles per hour. So a little bit windier than normal on average. If we jump back over to wind gusts, that's going back to 1991. Again, the average for winter is about 8 days with gusts greater than 40 miles per hour. The most that we have observed, 16, which occurred three times, that was 1998, 1999 winter, 2012, 2013 winter, and again the 2019 and 2020 winter. This year is tied for fourth place with 2021, and that's been 15 days with gusts greater than 40 miles per hour.
What else did you guys find out?
Well, switching over to high wind warnings and wind advisories for our foothills of the Northern Blue Mountains of Oregon zone. That's the zone that contains Pendleton and surrounding communities. We've issued 6 warnings. Those are times when we're forecasting wind gusts greater than 58 miles per hour or sustained winds of 40 or greater for a couple hours. And that's for 2023, 6 warnings so far, and that's the most since 2010 when Ed looked at the study here going back to 2010. And we've issued 13 advisories, which is right at the normal for an entire year.
So I guess looking at all the data, it was a little bit windier than normal.
That's correct.
All right. And I keep telling people that ask, well, are we out of the woods yet? We'll get that answer later on in this program. I say no, but we'll see if I'm correct with that. But let's take a look back at February records and observed data for that month. What happened in February?
So for the Pendleton area, the average high for the month of February was 46.3 degrees with an average low of 26.9. Monthly average temperature was 36.6, which is 1.4 degrees below the normal of 38.0. For comparison, our 1991 to 2020 climate normals are 46.4 for the monthly average high. So you can see we were bang on normal. And 29.6 for the monthly average low. So most of our cooler temperatures really came with that Arctic outbreak. And that was 20, 25 degrees below normal, really plunged our monthly average. Moving on to some extremes, the highest temperature recorded was only 57 degrees, and that was four times, on the 4th, the 9th, the 12th, and the 20th, while the lowest temperature was 2 degrees, and that happened twice on the 24th and 25th during the Arctic Air outbreak.
I think we all remember that day.
Oh, I'm sure we do. We had two daily low temperature records set at Pendleton, the aforementioned 2 degrees on the 24th and 25th. However, we had no daily precipitation records set at Pendleton. We did have two daily low temperature records at Walla Walla, 9 degrees on the 24th and 7 degrees on the 25th. Likewise, we had no daily precipitation records set at Walla Walla. We had one daily low temperature record set at Hermiston, 5 degrees on the 24th, and we did have one daily precipitation record set at Hermiston, 3/10 of an inch on the 5th.
All right, and then a couple more notes regarding precipitation observed at Pendleton.
Yes, we had 0.72 of an inch of precipitation at Pendleton. This marks the second month in a row where we've been drier than normal. As you recall, we had a much drier than normal January. And now with that Arctic Air outbreak, we did get that upslope precipitation right there at the end of the month, which is kind of a little shot in the arm. got us closer to the normal of 1.19 inches per the 1991 to 2020 climate normals. We did have 6.3 inches of snow measured at the office, and that is a little bit more than our average of 4.5 inches.
All right. Yeah. Kind of a mixed bag in February, but boy, between the cold temperatures and the rain and snow within different parts of the Columbia Basin, yeah, it will be interesting to see what you'd say is on tap for March. And we're going to look at that in just a moment. Talking this morning with Camden Plunkett, meteorologist, National Weather Service in Pendleton. And we're going to take our first break. We will be back with more, so stay with us.
America's favorite rock and country band is headed to Wild Horse Resort and Casino. Come see multi-platinum selling band Little Texas live in concert Saturday, March 18th, singing the songs you know and love, including hits like Kick a Little, What Might Have Been, and God Bless Texas. Now's your chance to see one of the best live rockin' shows in all of country music, Little Texas. Saturday, March 18th. Tickets on sale now at wildhorseresort.com or visit the Wild Horse Gift Shop. Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton, Oregon.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store. God bless America. God bless you. And God bless beer.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Tom Petter and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I was having some lower back pain. There was a steady ache, and you wouldn't feel like doing anything. And an MRI, x-rays, and all that good stuff. And they were talking surgery, and that was way down at the bottom of my list.
How effective are the ozone treatments?
A lot of days I can go without any back pain at all. I don't even know it's there.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
Every year, over one quarter of adults suffer a fall, but there are steps that can be taken to help reduce the risk. Join Mackay Creek Estates on Thursday, March 23rd at 2 p.m. for a free webinar with certified athletic trainer Adrian Cahigas. He will provide expertise on the physical factors that can lead to falls, fitness routines for older adults to build strength, and advice on fall-proofing the home. You can sign up for the free webinar at PrestigeCanHelp.com. Again, that's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
Local news, local issues from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back on a Monday with Camden Plunkett, meteorologist, National Weather Service in Pendleton. We just took a look in the previous segment at February, and we were also talking about winds this winter. But what's the monthly outlook for March, Camden?
The Climate Prediction Center is calling for a 50 to 60% chance of below normal temperatures and 33 to 40% chance of above normal precipitation for March.
And then what else, looking ahead for March, do you guys have?
Well, first question is, what is normal for March? 1.33 inches of liquid precipitation with 7/10 of an inch of snow. And an average high in March is 55, with the average low being 33.7. Average highs typically range from 51 degrees at the start of the month and go all the way up to 58 degrees by the end of the month. Average lows range from 31 at the start of the month to 36 by the end of the month.
So still, those lows still hovering around the freezing mark.
Yep, still hover around freezing on average until we get towards the end of the month.
So the next question is, okay, that's March, but what does the three-month outlook for March, April, and May look like?
Well, again, the Climate Prediction Center is forecasting a chance of below normal temperatures. This time, though, just a 33 to 40% chance of below normal. And I think, crucially, a lot of that chance is coming in March. So perhaps closer to normal for April or May with the current outlook. And they're calling for equal chances of above, near, or below normal precipitation for that March through May period.
So with all this precipitation, with all this snow, we'll eventually be talking about the snowpack, water supply, and drought a little bit later. But, you know, all that water has to go somewhere, and that is the Mackay Reservoir and down the Umatilla River. Where do things stand with those two? As I know, the National Weather Service keeps a close eye on those two areas of water.
We do. As of March 1st, Mackay Reservoir was 46% full. That's approximately 33,000 acre feet. That's just a little bit below normal, which is about 40,000 acre feet for the start of March. Inflow as of March 1st was around 65 cubic feet per second, which is well below the normal range of 210 to 280 cubic feet per second. And going over to the Umatilla River now, as of March 1st, the flow was about 350 cubic feet per second, which is also well below the normal range of 850 to 1,000 cubic feet per second. And I think the reason we're seeing that is a lot of our moisture is still locked up in the snowpack, and we have been drier than normal for 2 months in a row. So lack of precipitation combined with cooler temperatures up in the mountains just keeping that moisture locked up, leading to lower stream flows.
Yeah, coming in this morning, boy, you look at the blues, and the snow is pretty much all the way down to the valley floor in some areas, and I know that there was some snowfall over the weekend. Speaking of La Nina and El Nino, we have talked about those two every time you're on, and what is present currently?
Well, you know, Dan, I think every single time I have been on, La Nina has been present. We're starting to see a switch now. Although La Nina is still present right now, with sea surface temperatures running cooler than average across most of the equatorial Pacific Ocean, and the tropical Pacific atmosphere is also still consistent with La Nina. However, we are expecting to see that transition to ENSO-neutral conditions, greater than 90% chance, by March through May. And then ENSO-neutral is favored through spring, actually through the May through July period, per the Climate Prediction Center's forecast.
All right, well, let's talk about this, the snowpack, water supply, and drought. I know that they're all kind of separate topics in and of itself, but like I said, you know, looking around, we see a lot of snow still in the mountains. These cooler temperatures, as you explained, are keeping that snowpack in the mountains. It's not melting off that fast. It doesn't appear to be, especially with the numbers of the Mackay Reservoir and the Umatilla River. So what are we looking at? What's at the snowpack, water supply, and drought? What are you guys seeing? What are you guys hearing?
Well, it's a bit of a mixed bag. As mentioned, the water is still locked up there, so we're seeing basin-wide snow water equivalents ranging from around 100 to 110% of normal, which is to say it's pretty near normal for early March across central and northeast Oregon. South central to southeast Washington are also near normal, but a little lower. They're around 85 to 100% of normal. South central and southeast Oregon are still showing more robust snow water equivalent, around 110 to 125% of normal for this time of year. On the flip side, we have seen a lot of these snowtell sites are reporting below normal precipitation for the water year. It's just been some of those cooler temperatures keeping a lot of that water locked up there in the snowpack.
All right. And then as far as the drought is concerned, what are you hearing?
Well, going over to drought, we still have no drought for the Pendleton area, despite those two drier than normal months. And this lack of drought does extend along the foothills of the Blue Mountains, up through the Walla Walla Valley, down into the Columbia Basin. Unfortunately, we have not seen any real substantial improvements for Central Oregon this water year at all. Compared to early February, haven't seen any change. They remain in extreme to exceptional drought, with some drought conditions expected to continue into spring.
All right. Well, yeah, like I said, it would just be interesting to see with March still being cool and then some precipitation in the forecast and so on, just how things will all add up. And, you know, I was also reminded over the weekend by talking to, you know, friends and neighbors, and they said, you know, it's not uncommon to still have snow. And I kind of had forgotten about that. I know that in January and February, we do see snow. But then they were reminding me, oh, no. You know, March, too. So we'll see what happens as this month continues. Well, let's talk a little bit about sunrise, sunset, and stargazing. It seems like, you know, I got the automatic outdoor lights. I keep changing them a little bit because I hate leaving when the sun is up. And it's like, oh, I'm burning electricity and my lights are still on. It's getting lit in the morning sooner than it has, say, a month ago, right?
Yes, it is. And now when we go into work on day shift, it is light, which is always nice to see. Sunrise was 6:33 a.m. Pacific Standard Time at the start of the month, and it will be 6:37 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time by the end of the month, because we do switch to daylight savings time this month. In contrast, sunset was 5:41 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at the beginning of the month, but it's going to be pushed back to a nice 7:22 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time by the end of the month. So certainly seeing more daylight in March. I think everyone's happy to see that.
And then talk about stargazing. What do we have coming up this month?
Well, March 7th is the full moon, and then March 20th is the spring equinox, as everyone knows, followed shortly on March 21st by the new moon.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Well, we're going to take another break talking this morning to meteorologist Camden Plunkett from the National Weather Service in Pendleton. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation. So keep it right here. We will be right back.
Listen to the Coffee Hour any day, anytime. Find podcasts of past shows at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Ready to change the colors inside your home? Zimmerman and Company True Value can help you start right. Here's Jeff to tell you more.
Well, the paint selection here is just as good as anywhere else, and we have a color matching machine. We have all the popular color palettes and themes. And we also have knowledgeable people who know what's up to date and what's the popular choice of nowadays.
Open 7 days a week, Zimmerman and Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street for over 80 years in downtown Pendleton.
Think you know your Umatilla County history? Come find out at Trivia Night at the Museum. Tickets are on sale now at Heritage Station Museum for Saints and Sinners of Umatilla County, Saturday, March 18th. Get your team together and purchase a table for just $120. Or we can put you at a table for just $25 with new friends. Have fun, eat a delicious dinner, and test your knowledge at Trivia Night at the Museum. This event supports the Umatilla County Historical Society.
Alaska Air Jet Service has arrived in Walla Walla. The jet is more efficient and quieter than the turboprop, and it flies faster. Plus, enjoy in-flight entertainment and Wi-Fi on board. Fly in comfort with daily service between Walla Walla and Seattle. The midday Walla Walla flight still has good connections at SeaTac and beyond. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Students, do you need a safe and convenient ride to and from Pendleton High School or BMCC campus? The City of Pendleton Letter Bus is free. Stops at the high school and BMCC throughout the day, including after school for rides home after sport practices. Find out how this free bus service could help your transportation needs by visiting the City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation and download their handy mobile app that lets you track your bus in real time. Letter Bus.
Issues that matter to you. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back on a Monday morning with Camden Plunkett, meteorologist, National Weather Service in Pendleton. And Camden, looking back, we may have skipped a section here, and that was we were talking about the water supply. Go right ahead. You had some other details regarding the water supply for our area.
Yeah, so we'll talk a little bit about the water supply forecast from the Northwest River Forecast Center. As has been the case for the past several months, we are still thinking that water supply is going to vary fairly widely across National Weather Service Pendleton's forecast area, with stream flows projected to be roughly 40 to 110% of normal in Northeast Oregon and Southeast Washington, but the majority of locations are expected to be in that 75 to 85% of normal range. So on the high end, we've got Mill Creek near Walla Walla at roughly 110% of normal. In stark contrast, Mackay Creek near Pendleton is only forecast to receive about 40% of normal. We may see those forecasts change over the coming months, though. And it probably won't come as a big surprise that forecasts for Central and Southeast Oregon basins are not looking good, with 40 to 85% of normal water supply forecasts. That's due to the ongoing drought there and lack of precipitation, really, in Central Oregon this winter.
Yeah, we all know what happened with Mill Creek, just a couple of years ago with the flooding up there. And we know that, you know, when you have all this just pounding rain mixed with the snow and the snow melt and so on, you know, again, as I mentioned earlier, that water has to go somewhere. And unfortunately, you know, just so much water in a short amount of time created those floods that we had here a while back. So yeah, I know that the Weather Service and the Corps of Engineers and the different counties and so on keep a close eye on that, and I appreciate you mentioning that. Let's talk about spotter training. We haven't talked about that in a while. That is being planned, so our listeners should keep an eye out on that, correct?
Yes, we don't have the dates lined up, as far as I know, for this year just yet, but we are heading into spring now. We typically hold that in spring, summer, I believe. So keep an eye out on our website for spotter training. It's under one of the pull-down tabs. If you go over under our, I believe it's our local programs, it'll show spotter training, and you can find it. Find the most up-to-date dates. I think it's still holding last year's dates, right?
Okay. All right. But it is coming up. For those that may have not taken spotter training or are familiar with that is, just give us a kind of a brief rundown of what they can expect if they enroll in the spotter training.
Well, I've never actually gone through the spotter training, so I'm probably not the best one to answer the question. But generally, it is just getting you ready to be a trained weather spotter for the National Weather Service. So all the storm reports that we've talked about before on Coffee Hour, you know, if you're looking at hail reports or if you happen to run across a tornado, which has happened across our forecast area, just any sort of report that you really need to be trained for. That's what the training is really geared towards, getting you prepared for.
And we've talked about this before, and, you know, looking at the outlook for March, and then we also talked about the winds. You know, who knows what Mother Nature may bring us in the next month or more. You know, with the precipitation, we may still see a rain and snow mix. We still may see this crazy wind, as we have seen so far this winter. As far as that goes, when somebody wants to say, hey, this is happening in my area, it's not super scientific. It's like date, time, you know, maybe what direction did it come from, or, you know, did it lift the neighbor's trampoline into your yard, or did it rip the outdoor umbrellas, you know, out that you should have put away, you know, before winter came, stuff like that. I mean, it's not super scientific. You just need the details of what was observed by those people contacting your office, correct?
Exactly. Details of time, you know, when and where it occurred, what happened, if you've got pictures or details of any damage, that's really what we're looking for. Helps us out tremendously.
And then you've talked a little bit about, you know, comparing it to, you know, coins, say, you know, hailstones, that kind of thing. And then as far as the you know, measuring snowfall, you know, make sure that when you're sticking the tape measure or the ruler into the ground, that you have a hard surface underneath, you know, the driveway or the sidewalk that's flat. And it's nothing more than saying, okay, that's 3 inches, and saying, okay, at this time I measured the snow, here's what I found.
Exactly. What was the duration of that snowfall, if you know the period of time that it fell? And just like you said, you don't stick your measuring stick down all the way through the grass, because you're going to get an inflated measurement. You want to go down to the base of the snow, and that's it.
And then as far as, you know, photos or videos or anything, you welcome that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Send it to us on social media, send it via email, however you want to get in touch with us, however is easiest for you. Happy to have the photos and videos.
All right. And I also have noticed that a lot of people, at least in the northern part of the state, have been sharing pictures of the northern lights. And, you know, I actually know a couple of people that have shared some of those photos. And I'm like, man, you guys are quite a photographer. They're like, we have no idea what we were doing with our phone. But the pictures turned out, and yeah, some amazing photos of the Northern Lights from the northern part of, Oregon and Oregon and Washington and so on. And just some amazing stuff being shared with the National Weather Service. And then you guys turn around and share them as well. Well, Camden Plunkett, meteorologist, National Weather Service, my guest this morning. Camden, we'll talk to you again next month. Thanks for going through the numbers with us. And yeah, we'll see what the month of March has in store for us, and I'm sure we'll talk more about that next time you're on. That's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. We'll be back again tomorrow. Have a marvelous Monday. Thanks for listening.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.